The last song on the album begins with Common rapping, and it ends with his father. He's become a regular feature at the end of Common's albums, and since Father's Day is this Sunday, we resolved to talk with Common and his father, who is 62 and a one-time professional basketball player. He's known as Lonnie Pops Lynn. Well, Common didn't quite make it to the studio on time, but Mr. Lynn talked with us about his part in the song It's Your World and how he started speaking poetry on his son's hip-hop albums.
Be here, be there, be that, be this.
It started off as a joke. Robert, I was just in the studio with him in Chicago years ago, and they had pizza and what have you all over the place. So when he got through recording, he came out and said, hey, Dad, why don't you do something, man? So I stood up and I said, what you want me to do, go get some more pizza or something? Oh, Dad, man, you can't even go in the recording room and say you my father, man. I said, man, I ain't got no fear. And the perspiration was already running out from under my cap, you understand, just thinking about this. And so I just did some impromptu stuff. I guess the kids call that freelancing nowadays, you know. And then he put it on the album.
Drop by the studio, see what my son does. My main man, my son Common Sense. They used to call me No Sense. Now they say I got plenty of sense.
Had you written before that? Had you, you know, had you done anything like this before that?
I'm just sitting there trying to enjoy some pizza.
Be grateful for life. Be grateful to life. Be gleeful every day.
In this particular song, it's Your World. Now, that can't just be spontaneous. I assume you must have worked on this.
I wrote a lot of things out. You know, I knew I didn't want to talk about materialism, and I didn't want to talk about who was the best and who was the worst and things like that. I wanted to get to something toward some spiritual awareness, peaceful solutions and things like that. So I did have some material, but I'm going to tell you what really the difference was. When my sons come out here to perform, they give me the respect of leading the prayer, I guess as the elder, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But this time, me and my son was walking toward the recording room, and he stopped. We put our heads together. He put his arms around me, and he led the prayer. I cannot tell you the transition that occurred during that prayer. I mean, I believe I can do anything my son believes I can do.
Be food for thought to the growing mind. Be the author of your own horoscope. Be invited.
It sounds to me as though your relationship with your son has come full circle, that when we're little, we believe we can do things because our fathers believe we can do them, and you're saying you believe you can do anything because your son believes you can do that.
Robert, you know, on one of his earlier albums, I shared some things about what a powerful influence he was on me. And I tell a true story that my professional basketball career had just ended, and I really was in bad shape, period, any way you want to describe it. And a lot of people say, did you ever experiment with drugs?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't experimenting. I was dissipating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there in my front room. My kid couldn't even walk yet. He had struggled to hold himself up to come around the table. He couldn't talk yet. And he's just standing there looking me right in the eyes, you know. And what I was perceiving was, man, what are you doing? Man, you got the responsibility to teach me love and safety, et cetera, you know, right on and on. And that was the day that the seed was planted that gave me the strength to be able to quit.
From the look from the toddler son of yours, looking at you.
I said it's a baby's eyes, you know. I feel like my son added years to my life.
Hmm. Well, I hope on Sunday you have a happy Father's Day.
Well, are you a father, Robin?
I certainly am, yes.
Well, you have a great Father's Day, too. And if you see my son, tell him I say, be on time but nowhere to go.
Okay. Mr. Lynn, thank you very much for talking with
All
us.
All right, peace.
It's Lonnie Pops Lynn, who is the father of the rapper Common and also a once-in-a-while poet himself.
Be eternal.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.